Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Got a good one tonight, you dig? Seriously, man. Seriously. Got some real talk. Some real talk, you dig? K1's Internet Radio drum sleeves. Back up. That one. Ah, there it is. There's my song. That's what I like to start off with. What's happening, man? Welcome to the show. You dig? Episode 224. Yeah, K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. We're going to be talking about some serious shit tonight. Serious shit.
Yeah.
For real. Hold on a second. Every time I do this shit, hold on. Let me get this right. Let me get everything squared away here. Okay, there it is.
Yeah!
Sweet. All right, so let's go ahead and get this thing crack-a-lacking, you dig? Episode 224 of K1's Internet Radio. When family turns on you. Want to welcome everybody to the show. Already got calls on the line. People must really be going through issues with their family. We're going to let everybody talk. I can talk. Everybody can talk. Matter of fact, I don't know too many, and this is, I love my people. I love all my people. But to be totally honest with you, matter of fact, I'm not even going to say that. I think that this issue that I'm talking about tonight transcends all races. You know what I mean? See this? You're rarely gonna find a person who doesn't have an issue with somebody in their family. You feel what I'm saying? Even rich people, this problem that we're talking about tonight, this issue that we're talking about tonight, you could be rich, poor, black, hood, preppy, Asian. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I guarantee you, at some point in your life, almost everybody can relate to when family turns on you. Now, sometimes, your family can turn on you, and I mean to the point where it can get real fucked up. And sometimes it's not so bad. You know what I mean? Sometimes your sister can fuck your husband. You know what I mean? It could. Sometimes they can steal $100 from you. Not bad, but not that bad. You know what I mean? And also, I want to make sure I get clear that just doing your family wrong and literally turning on you are two different things. Sometimes your family can do you wrong, but they don't really turn on you. You feel what I'm saying? I hear a lot of people misusing this phrase when your family turn on you. Sometimes your family may do you wrong, but they don't necessarily turn on you. Even if you fight your family, you know what I mean? It don't necessarily mean they turn on you. It just means you did a motherfucker wrong and y'all had to goddamn thump it out.
Yeah!
You know what? I know what's going on with the punch. What is going on with the punch? Okay, there it is. Anyway, I'm back. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to let the callers chime in. You feel me? I already got two people with their hands up already from Texas and New York off top. You feel me? Shouts out to everybody in the A50 on the line. Shouts out to everybody in Atlanta on the line. What is 356 again? Forgot what that was. Anyway, shouts out to you for jumping on the line ASAP. You feel me? Shouts out to South Carolina. I see you on the line. All right. 347-934-0966. This is the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Make sure you put the dash in there. I was supposed to have an interview tonight. The artist couldn't really get it together on the end, so we're not going to do the interview. So I may go ahead and break down and spin a song or two just on GP. something related to the topic, maybe, maybe not. I might just show some love to an artist, whoever's on the phone lines. I don't know. You feel me? We're going to mix it up. We're going to chop it up. But make sure that you understand a few things. Number one, there are no rules on K100 Radio except one rule. One rule. Just keep it 100. Straight up. Now, I'm not asking you to come on here and tell family secrets and shit. Don't do no shit that's going to get you beat up by your family next week or tomorrow or as soon as you fucking lock or have the motherfuckers driving over to your motherfucking house like, this motherfucker told me it's such sex on the motherfucking phone talking all this motherfucking shit. Nick, what? You know what I'm saying? And then get your ass beat the fuck down. Yeah. Hey, it's got nothing to do with me. Put me in it. All right? So I don't want you to start telling family secrets and shit like that right there. Now, I mean, if you got molested as a child or something deep, deep like that, you can talk about it on here. But just understand that this shit is being recorded and will be available for playback on iTunes. I'm just saying. But, and that's the ultimate way. That's the ultimate way you can turn on a person, especially from parent to child. Anybody who does that. Matter of fact, I emptied a clip on people about that. Fuck shit. You know what I mean? All, just everything about that, you fucked up. Straight up. You know what I mean? But sometimes people, you know, need to get it off their chest. So we got some people that's going to be calling into the show, already hit me up like, yo, you wouldn't believe what my motherfucking cousin did to me, or my fucking brother, or my mama did to me. A lot of times, I'm going to tell you something about, and this is, I'm not, you know, everybody knows I'm not a racist. Seriously, I'm not. I'm just prejudiced. Big difference between a racist and being a prejudiced person. Alright? Just saying. I'm a tad bit prejudiced, but I'm not a racist. But white people, my white people, my white friends, I think I got two white friends on the phone lines with me right now. I noticed that white people, mamas and daddies can turn on them quicker than black people. Now, don't get me wrong. Black people, mamas and daddies will turn on them. You feel me? But I noticed that white people, mamas and daddies will turn on them and be like, I don't, they don't deal with them. With like, if you're a black person and you don't really, your mama or somebody, you turn on your mama or some shit, nigga, they probably was crackheads. That's probably what their issue was. They was just on crack and your whole childhood was just fucked up. So you like, fuck that. And even still, you got motherfuckers who love their crackhead mama. Seriously. I'm just saying though, you keep shit 100. Everybody, shout out to everybody that want to talk, but we keep shit 100 around here. That's just damn truth. Damn it. 361, you on deck first. Then 718, then 843. Somebody be Billy back to the punch. But, seriously though. Before I do all that, before I read the synopsis, everybody pay attention, you dig? K100 Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm your host, Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. Follow me on Twitter. Follow the show on Twitter at K100_radio. And then after you do that, subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, in the iTunes store. Just go to the iTunes store up under the podcast section. Type in the letters K, the number 100. When you see the middle finger, that is us. Fuck with us. K100 Internet Radio is a talk/indie music station. We do play music. We do support independent artists and independent artists alone. If you got a major record deal, I got love for you, but fuck you. When it comes to the show. I support some of you niggas. I buy some of your music if you're hot. But some of you can't. If you're not going to come give me an interview or if you're not following me on Twitter, like seriously, fuck you. Now, no offense. I'm just saying. That's how it goes over here. I fuck with those who fuck with me in the underground fucks with me, so you're not, so fuck you. But if you do know an artist, or if you are an artist, an indie artist, and you want to get some exposure, pay attention. K100radio@gmail.com. That's what you need to jot down. Type in your phone. Text it to yourself, nigga. I don't know what the hell you're going to do, but you need to remember that. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio, K100radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your music. To submit to the show, all right? It needs to be in an MP3 format. Please, for the love of God, if I get one more of these, do not send me a Windows Media file. I cannot play it. Once again, if you're just not listening to the show for the first time and you're an artist and you want to send your music into K100 Radio, I only take MP3s. Not Waves, not AIFF, and definitely not Windows Media. All right? So you need to learn how to download iTunes. It's totally free. And that can turn into an MP3 for you. And then on top of that, you can subscribe to the podcast. All right? Just do it that way. Just save yourself a lot of hassle. And I'm helping you, because if you don't know how to turn something into an MP3, you're not as far along as you really think. Seriously. But anyway, MP3s only, k100radio@gmail.com. And also send me your Twitter and your Facebook address, one of the two. You need to friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, either one, or K100. Blast out the show content on your Twitter, on your social feed. Get your fans to call in, and I'm going to play your shit. Got two show segments for music. One's called Ill or Kill. The other one's called The Subway. One is a music review, Ill or Kill. We play your music. We see if the people like it. If it's hot, is it ill? If it's not, it's killed. Either or. And if you get ill, if you get hot, and you get put on the subway, which is the show where all I do is just run music the whole show and talk very little. The other one, we take calls after each song. Hopefully you can make it. All right, so that's it with the music. K1'sRadio@gmail.com. I gave you the Twitter. I gave you the place to get the podcast on iTunes. I gave you the show page. Now let's go ahead and get into it. Episode 224. Did you know I was a blogger, by the way? People say, you know I'm a blogger. This is Blog Talk Radio. Every time I type up one of these shows and post it up there, when you read that, that is a personal blog, by the way. My own personal thoughts that I made up. I don't grab this shit. I'm going to stay back to you, read back to you from anyone else. I am a blogger, but I'm also an internet radio show. This is Blog Talk Radio, so it's a mixture of a blog. If you're using it correctly, it's a mixture of a blog and an internet radio station. So they kind of combine the two, where you can read my thoughts and then we can discuss them on the air. And I can play some music. You get the concept, people? Follow me. All right, so right now I'm going to read my blog about this show. And then I'm going to ask the people to go on the phone lines the questions. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347. Area code 347-934-0966. Once again, shouts out to everybody that's on the phone line, and shout out to 361-718 and 843 and 404 that's ready to holler at me as soon as I get through asking these questions and reading this shit. Let's get it! So, episode 224, when family turns on you, and I'm reading the blog now. There are a lot of things that really make me upset, alright? And then my top 10 is when someone that is in your bloodline does you dirty. The sad thing is, I know way too many people that have done this or had this done to them. Way too many people. Especially my black people. You know what I mean? Not that I don't care about anybody else, but you know, I got a special, I'm a pro-black person. You know what it is. You feel me? But I got love for my white people. Don't like crackers, but I love white people. See some past episodes. You need to find out the difference. But I see it more and more with the black families. Now, my own family isn't even exempt from this cycle, all right? I've had drama in my family. Sometimes I can admit, you do have to, in some ways, turn your back on your family. Sometimes you got to turn your back on them. You got to wash your hands of motherfuckers. It's like that, blood or not. Sometimes they just so fucked up, you can't do nothing with them, all right? But if that is a move that you must do, it better be for a damn good reason. If you're really going to turn your back completely on family, sometimes you can dodge them because you see that motherfucker coming and they're going to ask you for some motherfucking money with their broke asses. And you can just don't answer the phone call. You're not really turning your back on them, really, just totally. You can't fucking with them today. Temporarily. But if you're really going to turn your back on family and really wash your hands of them, it needs to be for a really good reason. The black family is dissipating before our eyes, ladies and gentlemen. The standard wife, husband, kids, all in the same house with no other bastard children is pretty much dead. I only know one married couple who's married and, like, they got two kids and it's, like, their kids and they're the only ones that live there. Yeah, only one. Let me think hard. Yeah, one. Anyway, I got other married friends, but they got a baby mama some shit. Anyway, or baby daddy. All right? Some say that blood is thicker than water, but that is simply a chemical observation of fluid and no more and no less. All right? I hate arguing with my family members. Even worse, I hate fighting with them. But sometimes you just have to for one reason or another. I guess it's like anyone else, you're going to have disagreements. But arguing with family is one thing. But physically fighting, you know what I mean? Physically fighting, or killing, or sleeping with family members, spouses, all of that is not, I repeat, not the move. And should be avoided at all costs. Then again, some family need their ass beat sometimes. It is what it is. It is what it is. Alright? Because they be acting a damn fool. Family can indeed turn on you. But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, they can turn on you. But the question is, did you deserve it? As a matter of fact, while you contemplate that question, let me go ahead and get into the main question. Question number one. Have you ever had a blood relative turn on you for any reason? And if so, you tell me why. First question. Second question. Have you ever had to fight or seriously hurt a family member? You feel me? Or has a family member, you got to a family member and they seriously hurt you physically or emotionally? Seriously hurt you. The first one is, did they turn on you? The second one is, was there a physical confrontation and someone got hurt, mentally or physically? Number three, have you ever had a family member sleep with your man or your woman? Boyfriend or girlfriend, husband or wife, cut buddy that you kind of like a lot, whatever. Question number four, have you had a family member take the side of a friend over you when they was wrong or right? That means, have you ever been, y'all got a mutual friend, and it's a beef between the family member and the friend, and the family member took the friend's side and not your side, whether you were right or wrong. It doesn't matter. That's very funny, because sometimes people be like, even though that's my motherfucking, like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Right or wrong, that's my motherfucking blood. The hell you say? All depends on the situation, shawty. All depends on the situation. You can't just arbitrarily say that. Sometimes it ain't that simple. You dig? Real talk, all right? Last question. Do you think black families are as bad as the statistics say? Do you think black families are as bad as the stats say? The stats say we are at the bottom of the low totem pole in family unity, togetherness, you feel me? You know what I mean? That's what people say. Black families are just all fucked. Do you believe that stat? Or is it just some families? So those are the questions for episode 224. (347) 934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. First up, South Texas. Jana, what it do?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, man. Appreciate it. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Hit me up. Call the phone lines. You dig? I'll let your boy. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K-100 Internet Radio. All right? First up, we got Jana from Texas. What's poppin', Jana?
Hey, I'm just finished up dinner, and I wanted to call in and say what's up.
Okay, that's what's up. So, obviously, you still want to say what's up, or you want to talk about what we're talking about?
I want to talk about what y'all talking about.
All right.
I haven't had nothing that serious. Now, you know what? I really wanted to call in because, you know, I've always had a little bit of issue with one side of my family, and I've noticed lately, like, they've been, like, trying to, like, pull me back into the family, because like for a while I was trying to not hear what they were saying, because it was just always one thing after another, you know, just constant drama, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that they've been like trying to show me, I don't know. See, this is something I want to talk about with you. Let's get to the questions, and I want to ask you a question afterwards.
Oh, you want to ask me? Well, no problemo. Have you ever had a blood relative turn on you for any reason whatsoever? And if so, why? Really turn on you.
You know what? I want to hear your definition on turn on you.
Yes. I mean, now, like I said, it's really not the same as a relative doing you bad. Like, say a relative just stole some money from you. That's bad. That's turning on you because it's technically turning on you. But it's not. I'm talking about something severe. Like, you know, they really just like you did something and they told the police on you or something. They called the police on you and got you locked up or some shit like that. Something big. You know what I'm saying? Or if they, you know, if they mentally or physically abused you, your own family member, that's turning on somebody. You know, abusing somebody, you turning on them because that's not what you do to people you love. You feel me? So
right.
Right there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I can't say that they have turned on me. Then no.
You can't say that they turned on you. Your family's never. Nobody in your family's never turned on you.
They've done some whole ass shit. Don't get me wrong. They've done. You know, I've had some that have done. You know, some messed up things. But as far as what you're talking about turning on you, then no.
What kind of whole ass things are you talking about? What are you calling whole ass things?
I had to use like their place one time for storage because I was trying to move some things around, and so I had like boxes of nice things at their house, right? And so like a month later, I go over there, and they're having a garage sale, and guess what? Some of the items are out there.
Wow, they're selling your shit? Really? All right, wait.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. Keep shit. This, you gotta keep everything 100. Did they call your ass and tell you, look, we ain't got no, we need to move this shit out of here?
No. Mm-mm, no.
They just put the shit. You supposed to be just sitting in their garage, and they had a garage sale, and they put
You see, okay, like I have a relative living at my grandma's, right? My grandma's house is like my house, which she's always told me. She said I can put anything I want in there. That was never an issue, you know.
Also, it wasn't her house. It wasn't even her house. Is she selling shit?
Right.
Did she know it was your shit? Keep it 100.
Hello, it says my name on the boxes.
I'm just saying, you know how grandmama's house be all old and cluttered and shit. Maybe they thought it was just some of your
shit. Some of the tags were still on it. This bitch was wearing one of my shirts.
Okay, fine. That was fucked up. Question number two. Have you ever had to physically fight, or seriously hurt a family member, or had one of them do it to you?
Nah, I just pushed her around that day. I didn't bite her. She's already all fucked up. Like, she had, like, an old... She got into a really big accident, and so I knew I couldn't do it to them like that. But I almost got into a fight that day.
But you didn't, though.
Biden.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Question number three. Have you ever had a family member sleep with your man or your woman?
No.
Never?
Can't say I have, no.
Okay, that's good. I can say I've never had that. Well, let me think.
That would be some turning. Now, wouldn't that be turning on you like that? Like, come on,
yeah.
That's kind of...
I got that as a separate question though, because that's so pointing right there. I separated that. That you got other shit in there, you got fucking your husband. That's
right.
That needs its whole category right there. Cause I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, people cheat, but goddamn, you know, family is supposed to be the last motherfucker. You know, the spouse of a family, if you're gonna cheat, if you're gonna fuck anybody, that should be like the last people on earth that you should be fucking with. You should fuck your friends' wives and everybody else's wives and anything like that first before you fuck a blood relative's spouse. That's how I feel about that. All right, question number five. Do you think that, and I know you're not black, but you can still answer the question, I guess. Do you think that black families are as bad as the statistics say? They make it seem like, you know, we're really bad off. Our family unit is really just shot all to hell. I mean, statistically, if you look at it, yes, we got more unmarried. Whatever, but I know you hang around black people, so, you know, what do you think?
I think that's just another statistic. I don't think that's 100% true, because you can't go around saying this, because somebody's family out there, black, white, you know, Asian, every kind of color is thrown off in some sort of way that's just really out there, and just... You know, you can't just base that just, solely on that. No. I don't think that's true.
Well, me personally now, if you want me to be honest, I think, I'm not saying that black people, black families are just totally fucked up. But when you look at it, though, you got some black families that's like real super tight-knit. But even just over the years as I've grown up, my family is, my own personal family is definitely, definitely not as tight as it was when I was younger. My, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing it as with my friends and other people's, where they cool, maybe the immediate people that live in their house and maybe a sibling or two, but big family reunions and people getting together and really being cool with their first, second, and third cousins, I'm seeing less and less of that. I got to be honest. I don't know if that's really a dissipation of the family as black people, but I'm just giving an observation of what I see. But I,
but you know what? That's with all sorts of, man, I don't even know a lot of, I mean, that just keeps on going. It's just a cycle that keeps going and going and going until you don't know your family. And that's where it's going to end up.
Okay, all right.
But
now
that, that's not a race thing. I don't think that's a race thing. That has nothing to do with being a black family. I mean, it can be any kind of family.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Well, you know, I told you, I said at the beginning of the show that the issue that I'm talking about, abuse, all this other kind of stuff, people fucking each other's spouses in their family, fighting, killing their own family, this happens in all races. This is a problem and an issue that any person of any class or race can relate to, probably, if you had it, it affects everybody, period, point blank. All right, but what did you want to ask me so I can get to the next question? What question did you want to ask me?
Okay. Is it okay to give your family member, like say you have fallen out, or say you don't get along with this family member and you never really have, but they're showing initiative, you know, try to redeem themselves. How long do you think, or do you think that they're able to be redeemed?
I mean, first of all, I'm a forgiving person. People who know me know that. I'm not a person who, I don't hold grudges. That's one of my better traits. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I feel like everybody can be redeemed. I don't feel like nothing should be permanent with anybody unless they harm your children. That's unforgivable. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't harm my kids, if they fuck with my kids, they can always be forgiven if they ain't fuck with my kids. You feel me? That's just how I feel about it. Family or not, if you stole from me, even if you fuck my broad, I can, at some point, I probably can forgive you, because at the end of the day, if you didn't rape her, fuck her. Fuck her if you ain't rape her. You know what I mean? If she gave you the pussy, I mean, at the end of the day, I can't be mad at you but for so long, because bitch is the hoe at the end of the day. So I can't be but so mad. But you touch my kids, nigga, fuck you till I check out this bitch and then some more after that. All right? So that's my answer to that.
I just wanted to see your limitations on that.
Yeah, family, I'm me personally, I love my family so much that when they fuck up like that right there, to be honest with you, I give them second chances. Like, but that's me, though. But I know some people on the phone lines, we got a lot of people raising their hands real quick, so let me speed it up. I know a lot of people on the phone lines don't, they like, fuck that, family or not. Once you cross me, I don't like that. Let me say this shit right now before anybody who's, I go any further. All right, I know some people be like, once you cross me, you feel me? Once you cross me and fuck it. I understand that shit, and for people out there in them streets and shit, niggas in them streets, okay, that's cool. That's cool for you to take that stance. But if you're taking that stance with your own blood, especially some blood that you were raised up yay high with, unless they really did some, if you say right now on the show you got some blood, like your brother, your first cousin, your mama, that you don't fuck with, your sibling that you don't fuck with, and then you was really raised with them, I'm gonna need for you to tell me why. What the fuck did they do to say you don't fuck with them ever again? You may not fuck with them for a year, 2, 5, but that's your family, dog. I mean, you okay, that shit's your grave? That shit happened when y'all was 22, nigga, you 42, and you still tripping? Both of y'all? Fuck out of here. I mean, but then again, everybody's different. That's why we having the show. All right, next up, 843, where'd my 718 go? But 718, what happened to him? They disappeared. I was coming, 718. If they come back on, I'll put them back on, because I know they was waiting. Oh, there they go. There they go. 718.
Yo, what's good, Blizzle?
Oh, what's happening, man? Thanks for this. Late, man.
Yeah, what's good, homie?
What's good, homie? What's poppin'?
You know, chillin'.
All right, thanks for calling the show. 843, I think it's really bad. You up next. 678-358 next. 850-419 next. 444-272 next. After that, shout out to everybody else that's on the phone line. All right, episode 224. With family turn on you. Blaze Lance, let me ask you some questions, man, about your fam.
No doubt.
Where you from? Up north, right?
Yeah, I'm from Jersey.
You're from Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to say, and I'm not, I'm seriously though, I know the families function a little bit different up north than they do down south. I don't want to say they're necessarily closer or whatever, but I noticed people down south fuck where they like first and second cousins a little bit more tighter than people up north. It's like y'all first, second cousins. It's like, yeah, whatever. That's family, but yeah, well, you know, it's not like your brother, your sister, or something. Where down south, your first cousin, depending on where you was raised or how y'all was raised, a lot of times be like your motherfucking brother and sister. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know. I'm just an observation. Just an observation. All right. Question number one. Have you ever had somebody check me if I'm wrong? Say, but listen, shut the fuck up, nigga. You don't know what you're talking about, nigga. I love our first cousin, and I'm from fucking Philly, nigga. Or whatever. Just say that. I mean, I'm just saying what I observe. But question number one: have you ever had a blood relative turn on you for any reason whatsoever? And if so, why you say that?
Yeah, no. It's like my immediate family. Like my mom is a pastor, and she had it's seven of us all together, sisters and brothers.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, my family kind of twisted, man. It's like the immediate family, everybody do their own thing. But everybody that's on the outside of their immediate family, it's like we close.
So you ever had one of them turn on you, like really turn on you and do some real foul shit?
Oh yeah, my oldest brother be on some more. I don't know. He's like him against the world, man. He be on some more, on a whole another level. He just turning you just to do it.
When you say turning you, what does he do though? Like what does he do? Does he just say? Does he try to fight you? What does he do?
Oh yeah, nah. It's been occasions that me and him almost got into it like overnight. I don't know. He's just living a fantasy world, my nigga. And then he just I don't know. He just be on some more other shit. What I think it is, I think. In a way, he kind of jealous of the moves I make. So, I guess, I'm doing the things that he wanted to do.
Oh, okay. Jealousy is going to be the answer to about 90% of the shit that we're talking about on the show today. Let me say that again, ladies and gentlemen. The word jealousy will be the culprit behind about 90% of the shit that people say they don't fell out with their family about. Why else would you really fall out with family, though? If they really didn't do nothing to you, jealousy is a motherfucker. Jealousy is just one of the... It's probably one of the worst emotions in human society. Jealousy. Because jealousy leads to everything. Jealousy leads to anger. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, the shit that people are angry about is because they're jealous. So it starts with jealousy. You know what I mean? They're unhappy because they're jealous of some other shit. Something they don't have what somebody else has. Jealousy is probably the number one shit that sparks off most of the fuck shit that goes on in the world. Jealousy. Worst emotion ever could have been conceived. I don't know. That's just real shit to me. You know what I mean? But anyway, let me go ahead and finish the questions. All right? Question number two. Have you ever had to fight or seriously hurt a family member or had one do it to you? Have you ever had to physically fight your brother? Like, fist fight him?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's seven of us, so my other brother, like, I'm the baby out of all the brothers. So, the one that's closer to me, yeah, me and him used to go at it all the time.
Was it when you was kids fighting about little petty shit or were you grown men? It really matters. Well, I want to know about grown men. When you're a teenager, motherfuckers get to fight because you stayed in the bathroom too long. You feel me? I mean, you know what I mean? It's seven of y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah. Nah, we were grown men. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it started... You know, as kids, and then as we grew older, I don't know. Like it seemed like we had grew close, and then I don't know. He just flipped out on some other. But I felt like he was like he cared more about his friends than he did me. You know, like he could go all out for his friends, but when it came to me, it was like on a different level.
All right. Question number four. Have you ever had a family member take the side of a friend over you, and it was wrong or right? That's question number four. What you're explaining right now. He liked his friends more than he fucked with you. That happens all the time with siblings, though. I don't know what's up with that. You feel me? I don't know why sometimes, especially when you get older. You know what I think it is, though? Once you get to a certain age, ladies and gentlemen, I really feel like this. And I think everybody should really keep this in mind when you're a grown person and you're dealing with your grown sibling. If y'all don't have the same kind of interest or lifestyle, they're going to draw closer to someone else, and it may be a friend. They may be closer to their friend than they are you. They may spend more time with that friend than they do you, because that friend, since they're not family, they were never forced to fuck with that person. See, when you growing up, seven motherfuckers in a house like my home here, y'all had to fuck with each other. Y'all shared a room. Y'all shared space. But when you grow up and make friends, you make friends based on shit that y'all have in common. You feel me? So if y'all ain't doing the same shit, if y'all ain't fucking around doing the same stuff, when y'all get grown and you grown and that's your brother or whatever, but it probably is a good chance that he's closer to his friends than he is to you. Now, that's not to justify him turning on his fam for his friends, but I'm just saying a lot of times why the situation even arises. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just how life is. That's called life right there. Question number three, have you ever had anybody in your family sleep with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, anyone of your brothers ever tried to fuck your girl? Ever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Wow.
Like I said, I'm the baby, so my older brother's like, I bring a shorty home, and it's like, we're leaving, she'll say, yo, you know your brother tried to talk to me, right? You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's crazy.
Wow, that's some Jersey shit.
Exactly.
That's some Jersey shit. Where they do that at?
Exactly.
Question number five, do you think black families are as bad as statistics say they are?
Yeah, I think so.
You think we are?
Yeah, I think we fucked up.
I don't know. I'm just asking the question, throwing it out there. I think I've had shows about black families, but I still got faith in us. But yeah, and I'm only saying it because my family is falling away from each other. You know what I mean? You
yeah.
feel me? We used to have family reunions all the time when I was a jit, man. Some of my family members I ain't seen in 15 years. Longer than that, some of them has been 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Since I seen some
yeah.
of them, and they like second cousins and shit. So you know. But when I was young, I remember when I was growing up and when my mom would tell me stories, they used to go to the fucking family reunion every year, sometimes twice a year. And now our generation don't even fuck, half of us don't even, first of my first cousins don't even fuck with each other. And live in the same city. You know,
yeah, that's how my family is too, man, exactly.
Yeah, so I can't even front. I mean, I got to say number five actually is true. All right, stand by, homie. Next person, all right?
All right, homie.
I appreciate it. But thanks, stay on the line. We got a lot of people on the phone lines. A lot of people got some fucked up families. Almost 20 people just on the phone. God damn. All right, next up, South Carolina 843, then 678-358. Billy Bad.
Yo, what's up? What's up, bro?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Holler at me. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. You're tuning into the show, K100 Internet Radio. Follow K100 on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow me on Twitter at Blizm, BLIZM. I don't know what the fuck this ad is doing. What are you doing? Where is that noise?
I'm making my dinner, my lunch for work tomorrow. So, hey, give me 5 minutes. Jump to the next caller real quick. Give me 5 minutes. I got to holler at my mom on the other line real quick.
All right, fine. Cool. Next up, 678-358. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, is this Key?
Yes, it is.
What's happening, babe? Oh, I know. He may have a doozy for you. He may have a doozy for you. Thanks for calling the show. Let's go ahead and get into it. Episode 224. By way of Atlanta, Georgia, Key, what's happening? Key, have you? I'm going to ask you this for formality. Have you ever had a blood relative turn on you for any reason? And if so, please tell the people why.
My mom and my sister, like, both of them is real.
How'd they turn on you?
My mom, like, we was raised up, and, you know, her ex-husband, he was real abusive and that type of thing, and I just feel like what type of mother would keep their kids in that type of situation and then don't even really acknowledge it until outside parties got to get involved with it, that type of thing. Like, nah, you don't do that.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a parent and you know somebody that you're involved with or even suspect, if your child is even telling you that somebody's abusing them mentally, physically, whatever kind of way, and you stay with that motherfucker anyway because you in love, or
yeah.
if you ain't, you scared to be alone, or he paying the bill, or she the only woman that you could ever pull, you sucked all the way up. There is no excuse for allowing the abuse of your child in any way, shape, or form by any member of the family or anyone on the planet. I will kill a family member by my children. Let me say that shit again.
Exactly.
I will fuck one of you up by my children. And I expect you to do the same thing if I fuck with one of yours. I will fuck up and murder a family member over my cheering. I wouldn't even think twice about it. It's maturing. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's maturing. And I feel like if I do something to one of y'all children, y'all need to put me down too. Put me down. I deserve whatever you do to me if I fuck with your children. You know what I mean? In any kind of foul-ass way. So, especially if you're the parent and you're allowing that, no excuses. I don't have any pity for you. I don't have any sympathy for you. If your child don't fuck with you ever again in life, then that's on you. I'm not even telling them to forgive you. And I just told you I like to forgive people. But if you allow your child to get abused by someone else, then if they don't fuck with you ever again in life, then that's your fault. All right, second question. What about your sister? You said your sister turned on you too?
Man, my sister, she just, you know, okay, anybody who listens to the show, they know about, you know, how she done, you know, I let her use my car, trying to be nice, you know what I'm saying, her and her kids moving out of town, she ain't had no transportation, no way to get her kids around. Okay, I had two cars, so I'm like, okay, you can take one of my cars. This trip, she done let somebody drive it. Now, not to mention, to this day, this was 2 years ago, to this day, we still get tickets in the mail, unpaid tickets from toll booths and stuff up north. She wrecked my car. She didn't wreck it. She let somebody else drive my car, and they got into an accident and towed my car out. And she did not pay the car note for like 3 months on it. Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
All
you know, the worst part about the situation that you just said, that's just, I don't know if she turned on you per se, she just did you dirty, but the thing about it is you was trying to help her.
That's why I feel like it's like she turned on me, because I'm trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying? For a minute, her kids was like living in my car. And then you going to turn around and do some old foul stuff like that? Like, I'm like, for real, though? Get mad when I ask you for my money, when I'm like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Can I get my money back? Now, this is after I done let them live with me for damn near a year rent-free already, her and her kids. And my mom was staying in my house.
That's the worst part about it. When you trying to sometimes family, let me tell you something. It's a difference between when family do you wrong and turn on you, and you already didn't, you wasn't fucking with them anyway, like that.
Exactly.
You didn't help,
I already want to fuck with them.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you feel me? But when you was already, when you already helping them, when they already need you, when they already leaning on you, and then they do it. That's what I think.
Again.
Yeah. That right there is, I don't know, like I said, I'm not going to renege on my statement, all right? I feel like you should always be able to, even in your situation. Well, I don't know about you. Well, the situation with your mama, if you didn't fuck with her no more, I already gave you a pass on that. But you know,
I mean, I deal with my mom because of my kids. Right. Like, my kids love their grandmama, and she love them. So, for their sake, you know what I'm saying, I still deal
right
with her. But you know, as far as people used to always be like, you know, why you treat your mama like that, why, man, look, you don't even know the half. I don't fuck with her like that, for real.
Yeah. You can't take, if your parents did some shit to you, but the grandkids want to have a relationship with them, it's not really in your place to stop that. You know what I mean? You feel me? You don't got to necessarily just be all hunky dory about it, but it's not, you're right, you're not supposed to stop that. But with your sister, what she did to you was foul as hell, but it still was something that could, I feel, be forgiven over time. If she make amends, apologize, fess up to it.
But see, that's the thing. She still won't admit to anything. She has yet to apologize for wrecking my car. And then, you know, her and my mom was sitting around. She got in contact with one of my best friends, talking about me like a dog. And you living up in my shit, don't pay nothing. Talk about I brag and I do this. I was like, this is my house. She was mad because I was like, my kids shopping. We going out to eat. You know, I was like, what are you talking about? You expect me not to take my kids shopping and do things like that we did before you got here just because you're here and you can't afford to do it with your kids?
Jealousy. Jealousy is without a doubt, just listening to you, jealousy is without a doubt the issue in your relationship with your sister. Period, point blank.
And my mom, too. She the same way. It's like, why y'all getting mad? Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm straight.
Yes. Jealousy is without a doubt the number one issue in your situation. I It's not even close. It's not, I don't even have to think about it twice. Right, let me go to the next question. I got so many people with their hand raised. It's so many people with issues with their family. Have you ever had a family member sleep with your man or woman?
No.
Never? Okay.
My
never
mom
had.
Used to flirt with my boyfriend, so, but no, she ain't never do it with him.
Cooper, huh? Cooper! Question number four. Have you ever had a family member take a side of a friend over you when it was wrong? All right.
No.
Never had that. All right. Question number five. Do you think that black families
don't like that?
What's up with who? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, do you? Okay. Do you think that black families are as bad as the stats say?
We damn close to it.
Are you saying that based on your family, or are you just saying really?
I'm saying in general, because the black family as a whole is just, I really just feel sorry for us sometimes.
We fucked up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even going to applaud that. I'll take that back. All right, stand by, right?
All right.
All right, thanks
Thank
for calling.
Thank you.
All right, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. I'm going to go back to Billy Badge, and I got 850-419 and 850-9, 850-890, and then Michigan Girl on the line also. Another 404 and a 770. All right, back to Billy Badge. You ready?
Yo, what's up, man?
Good, you ready?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, let's get it. Episode 224. When family turns on you. Billy Bag, question number one, homie. Have you ever had a blood relative turn on you for any way whatsoever? And if so, tell us the reason.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned to Jenna earlier about, you know, the minor and the majors of family turning on you. And I had a flashback instantly, you know, and it was my uncle, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was at one point where, you know, when I was still living down there in Georgia, our power was off, so we had to go to my aunt's and my uncle's house to stay for a while until we get the power restored. Now, I come home from work, and I buy some beer to unwind. So, you know, I'm looking for my second can of beer, and I asked my uncle, and I'm like, hey, Uncle, did you see my beer? And he was like, nah, man, I don't see that. I'm like, are you sure? And he was like, yeah. So I went back to my aunt, asked my aunt, did you see my beer? And she's like, no. So, I went to work, and with my freezer, and I didn't see beer. Next beer.
Hold on, your phone breaking up real bad. I can't understand what you're saying. What'd you say?
Hold on. Let me get off of Bluetooth real.
All right.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I went with my aunt to check in the freezer. Didn't see my beer there. So she went to ask my uncle. And she asked me if she seen my beer.
Whoa. Because I thought that's what you said. Did you say beer?
Yeah, beer.
Is it story?
Okay, more of the story, my uncle stole my beer. Knowing that he could have asked me, knowing that I was going to give it to him.
Nigga, are you seriously going to tell me a story about your family turning on you because he stole your fucking beer, Billy Bat?
Hey, look, it's the principle of the fact, man. No, it's the principle. You know, no matter how minor or major it is, if somebody takes something from you, knowing that they could have asked you in the beginning, wouldn't you lose respect for that person when you just say, hey, you could have asked me?
I won't lose respect for my uncle because he drunk my fucking beer. No, Billy Bad. I won't lose respect for my uncle because he drunk my fucking beer, man. I'm not letting you.
Okay, if your uncle works, right?
Jeez, are you living with your uncle in their house?
No, not this one. I was living back in Georgia, but like up here, back in Charleston, yeah. For right now, I'm living with my other uncle.
No. The uncle who stole your beer, were you staying at their house?
Yeah, I was staying with them for the time being until our power got back on.
Did he drink all your motherfucking beer, nigga? You're staying in this shit. Was you paying in the bill? Why you staying there, Billy Bat?
We was only there for a while until the power got back on. Are you still? Still, that is the principle of the fact, man. The principle of the fact is this. The man could have asked. I mean, no matter how many bills he paid in that house, knowing that he could have asked me because I came out of pocket for my own bill.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You're on the phone. I'm talking about some serious shit. People's moms and letting them get abused. And you're talking about a fucking beer?
Hey, you didn't specify the majority. You didn't specify the level of turning their back on you.
Come on, man. Of course,
the major stuff, no. Major stuff, no.
Answer the question.
I mean,
dog. The answer to my question for you is no. Because your uncle drunk a beer while you were standing in his house, bill free, is not turning on you. Jesus Christ.
Hey, that isn't for me, man. But go ahead.
Okay. I can't do it. Question number, I'm gonna run through these. You should have no answers for the rest of these, I hope. Question number have you ever had a fight or seriously hurt a family member that you know, or had one do it to you? Did you and your uncle fight over the fucking beer, man? Did you fight him?
No, I didn't fight him, I was gonna fight him for another issue.
Why?
I was gonna fight him for another issue.
T-shirt? What's the problem, Billy? What's the problem?
No, the other issue was the fact that, you know, he rose up in my aunt's face, you know.
That's his motherfucking wife. Who the fuck is you, nigga? Shut up.
Hey, I don't tolerate that in front of me, man. You know, that's how my family is. You know, that's how my family is. The males of the family, we are taught to respect the women. You know what I'm saying? And of course, my aunt never did nothing wrong, and I'm sitting right there in front of him. But you know, the next you know, he just rose up, telling her shut the fuck up this, shut the fuck up that. Next, you know, he got in her face, and you see, whatever problems they got behind closed doors, that's them. But what is brought in my face, you know, that's different. I don't like that.
Who the fuck is you? It's my motherfucking wife. You better sit your little ass down, or you get fucked up. That's what happened, right? Fucking nephew. Fuck out of here. This motherfucking nigga on the phone. Wait, question number three, man.
Hey.
I don't even. You probably the culprit of this one. Have you ever had a family member sleep with your man or your woman? You probably did. That shit yourself.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
You ever fuck one of your cousins or somebody's girl?
Nah. Because I would go to jail for statutory rape on that one. I'm the oldest of five. My next brother that would be close to that is 14, going on 15. We're turning 15 tomorrow, so nah.
Question number four, have you ever had a family member take the side of a friend over you when they was wrong? Jeez.
No, I never had none of that.
Okay, I hope not. You know what I'm saying? I hope not.
Nah, I never had one of those problems.
You're fighting over a spade game, sound like you. Question number five. Do you think that black families are as bad as the statistics say? Why am I having a problem with that word? I'm just going to say stats for the rest of the night. Maybe it's just a syrup. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, yes, to a point. The reason why I say it to a point is because of the fact that it's reported the most. Now, for other races that you see family problems, the only times you're going to see it is on talk shows. That's it. But like for like. The majority of the reports that you see, whether it be on social networks, news, whatnot, it all circles around the black race when it comes to family. You know, you got a cousin killing another cousin over this, and then you got a husband sleeping with the wife's sister and all that shit, you know. So, yeah, to a point.
Uh-huh. All right. Stand by, and once again, for the record, I'm killing Billy Bad Phoenix. This motherfucker gonna sell him my goddamn show and try to make a big deal because Uncle drunk his bill while he was staying in his motherfucking house rent motherfucking free. Right?
I always stayed there for a week.
Dog.
I only stayed there for a week.
Seriously?
I only stayed there for a week. And all the nigga could have asked, and he stole my $10 too.
If you hadn't stayed in the motherfucking goddamn extended stay motel for a week, thing cost more than that motherfucking quarter bill. Fuck out of here.
Hey, still. Go ahead, man. I'll be here.
19, Jesus. You know, some people, man. 850-419, what's happening?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Audrey! Yes. I'm so fucked up right now. I can't stop laughing about old dude in that damn beer.
This nigga done told the show and said it's so important on him because his uncle, who has to stand in without paying a motherfucking bill, drunk his motherfucking bill. What the fuck is wrong with
nigga? You should have been buying him beer.
You should have bought that nigga a motherfucking case of beer per day, nigga. What the fuck is wrong?
Oh, I was like, is this dude serious?
That's right, right there is why you have to fight, family, because this nigga gonna actually get in the motherfucking face and question you about this motherfucking bill, little nigga.
In his house.
He should have fucked you up.
Yeah, that would have started some family shit right there. That's the craziest shit I've heard this year. Uh-uh. A beer?
Nigga, a beer. This nigga Billy Bad is on one. And I don't know what it is, but he... God damn. All right. Episode 224. Some of these folks, boy, I swear. Woo! All right, Audrey, let's get it.
I wasn't ready for that.
Question number one, have you ever had a blood relative turn on you for any reason? And if so, why?
No.
Oh, you never had nobody turn on you? Have you ever done it?
No, not our family. We try not to.
Okay. All right. Question number two. Well, since you said no, question number two, have you ever had to fight or seriously hurt a family member or had one do it to you?
No.
What about other people in your family?
Oh, yeah, they fight each other. Yeah, we got some fucked up shit going on. It just don't happen to me.
Well, tell us about the fuck. If they family, tell us about it. What's going on?
I got two. Okay. You know Dufuniac. You're from Panama, so you know it's a little one-horse town. Uh-huh. I got two first cousins with the same baby daddy. So how fucked up is that? They also first cousins to each other. We are all our mothers are sisters.
And so what does that make the baby? Is the baby first and second cousin? What is it, the baby? Is it first and what is
first,
the
cousins are they second cousins and brothers.
Ah! That's right. Second cousins and brothers.
And brothers. And the trifling tree. She had the nerve to give her baby the same last name, so they all got the same last name.
Which one? Oh, the trifling trick is trifling cousin is the one that fucked. Was one of them in a relationship with a guy, or was it just like?
Yeah, no,
okay.
She was in a relationship with him for ever since high school. She got three kids with him, and now her cousin. Now
wow.
The cousin got one.
Well, I mean,
you
know.
Can imagine.
I mean, that's fucked up. I mean, I don't know what. That's fucked up. Damn.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. So, let me ask you this right here, because this is really important. In that situation right there, you know, kids be the innocent motherfuckers if you're victimizing that fuck shit. How does y'all family treat the other one, the other kid, like, from the other cousin? It ain't the baby's fault.
We all treat him cool because they all the same relationship to me. Hell, they all my second cousin, so what I'm going to be upset with anybody for?
But what is your, I'm saying, okay, maybe, let me be more specific. What is your cousin?
Now, the cousin that she did it to, yeah, she don't have nothing to do with the kids. She just don't say nothing or have anything to do with them.
That's that child's brother or sister, though, at the end of half-brother.
Exactly.
Brother shit, I mean, they got the same last name.
But the fucked up shit is that if she mad at her and the baby, but she's still with the dude.
Oh, she stayed with him?
Yeah.
So you got some trifling young people in your family.
Exactly.
Trifling and stupid. Jeez. Trifling and...
Yeah, they may as well fight over the beer, right?
Wow. Fighting over the beer would be better than that. God. That's fucked up. I'm going to go ahead and jump to the next question. I don't know. For anybody who's answered, if I ask you these questions, ladies and gentlemen, please don't think that it has to be you specifically. If it's someone in your family that's actually going to it too, then that's the show. Even if it's not you, then tell me, say no. But I got a cousin who blah 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 blah. I don't know if I told that to everybody else. I didn't. Obviously, two people just hit number one that's talked already, and they want to say something again. Question number three. Have you ever? Well, we already know number three. You haven't done it, but you have a family member who slept with a man, slept with someone's man or woman. So you just told that story. Question number four: have you ever had a family member take the side of a friend over you, even if they was wrong or right?
No, never that.
Okay. Nobody in the family.
We
either.
All stick together, good or bad, except for those two, of course.
Of course. Damn, and the beauty act so small, that shit just, that's ugly all around. Like,
exactly.
Somebody got to move. Somebody got to move. It's like that. That place is too small. The beauty act screens and floor. Somebody got to move. What's going to be a problem? Question number five. I'm telling you, it ain't over. Do you think black families are as bad as the stats say that we are, statistically?
Well, I can say, yeah, we are, but because I live in an all-white neighborhood, and I got Jerry Springer-type family across the street, so I'm not sure if we just as bad, because these two, I got two brothers that live across the street, and they get out in the yard and fight each other, take off shirts and straight fight, and they all white, so I'm not sure.
Right.
I think it's all fucked up these days. It don't
it's
really
family-
matter what color you are.
Right, families in general, basically.
basically.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you calling into the show. Please stay on the line. Don't hang up, all right?
Oh, yeah, I am. It's too comical tonight.
I can't
wait for another beer story.
Your story worse than his story, though. I ain't gonna lie. Your story, your cousin.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's it. Since you close, you know Dufuniak, so you know it's real messed up. Everybody in the whole town, though.
Yeah, that's somebody got to move. Somebody got to move.
And the kids look just alike, and they go to school, the same elementary school and shit.
Somebody got to move.
It's crazy.
Somebody got to move. That's all I got to say. Somebody got to go. Stand by. Hey, 50. Hey, 90. What's popping?
What it do, bro?
What it do? Who is this?
It's Calisthenics, man. What's up?
Who is this?
It's Calisthenics King, man. What's up?
Oh, what's going on, homie?
Killer, man. You know, we everybody got drama, man. We all got issues.
I feel you, man. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I haven't even said anything about my family, but my family has some issues too. I've had to fight not too long ago, fight a family member physically. You know, really get into a real fight with a family member. I wouldn't even get into all of it, but I felt like I was justified. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in my family felt where I was coming from. I was a good guy. Even though I started the fight, I felt like I was justified in starting the fight. And so everybody in my family was like, you was right. That family member should have got their ass beat. It be like that. Family, I love them to death. You know what I'm saying? But hey, sometimes, you know, even with family, man, and I really hated to put my hands on my blood, but sometimes talking just run its course with your family. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Them dogs go to flapping, man. It's just crazy, man. You know, and I got a cousin right now, man. She's falling out, cussing her brother out, and calling me out my name and everything, man. It's crazy.
A female cousin?
A female cousin.
You know why is that? Why do the female cousins always want to try the males? You feel what I'm saying? It's like they already know you a man, so you really ain't supposed to do nothing anyway. And then you my cousin, so they really want to sell out.
And you know, I think that's got a lot to do with it, man. The difference in gender, you know what I'm saying? She female, I'm male. You can say whatever you want because you a woman. I ain't going to say nothing back.
But you can't just say what the fuck you want to say to somebody just because they're your family. That's the problem. You can't just do that.
But see, then when the truth get exposed, motherfucker want to delete you off their Facebook. They want to inbox you, you know, for the next 24 hours talking shit.
All right, so we're going to get into that. Let's go ahead and ask the questions. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzom. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 224. Homie, question number one.
Yeah.
Have you? Of course, you're going to have to tell us what you're talking about at this point. Question number one, have you ever had a blood relative turn on you for any reason? And if so, why? Please do tell the people.
Check it. We got a cousin, right? My first cousin, he locked up. He's been in the county now for like 13 months. You know,
uh-huh.
So I go out there, I see him every other week. I put money on his books, you know what I mean? Whatever needs to be done.
Right.
So she hit me. Oh, she hit me yesterday. He needs pants and a shirt and a tie and all this to wear to court, right, for his next court date.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, well, what you got on it? She said, oh, let me see. She typed me this right in my chat box. She said, oh, well, let me see. No. I said, well, what's that mean? That means you more well. She said, you more well off than me. You got two incomes coming in. I'm a single parent, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, that don't stop you from tearing the bell down every week. You know what I mean? So she got hot. Motherfucking fuck nigga, I'm VIP. Blah, 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 you know, just cussing and all this stuff. Man, listen, that's about the point. Our cousin locked up. When he on the street, you shadow with this nigga like a leech.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he need clothes to wear to court. You ain't got nothing on it. Nah, Bill. You feel me? I ain't even asking you to buy everything. I said, what you got on it? I didn't say, why don't you go buy it? What you got on it? So, I'm a fuck nigga and all this stuff. I said, okay, that's cool. Wash it, whatever. So then she come back. Oh, you always think you better than everybody and all this shit. Cause I got a plan. Cause I ain't asking you to pay my light bill or my water bill. Nobody got to put gas in my vehicle. I think I'm better than everybody. Just look at that bullshit. So all that go down, she cussed me or whatever. So I exposed it. You know, I don't pay bills. You know what I mean? When you went broke and spent all your insurance money, I paid $1,000 for the headstone on your mom's grave. Oh, you want to tell the whole family you put a headstone on, you want a pat on the back. No, but you run around lying to your friends, to the family, to everybody, like you're doing all these different things when other people is putting money up for you. You ain't doing a damn thing. Paper, well, give me my $1,000 back.
Okay. Okay. All right, hold up. All right. Let me stop. Stop. Let me address James, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? There's a couple things that James got going on. I got to ask you this before I go any further. Regardless of what popped off with you and that cousin, did you go ahead and put some money on the other cousin books, regardless, or try to give him the suit, regardless?
No, I got all that squared away. You know what I'm saying? I know what the deal is before she even tell me. So she get mad because I tell her, listen, you've been out there one time in 13 months, and that was a couple days ago. And how did I know this? Because I talked to him. I went and visited him before you even sent me all the shit in my inbox. So I'm telling you what you got on it. I just put money on his books. He asked you for some money for the deodorant. You tell a nigga you came out there broke with no cash in your pocket.
Right.
The system new now. They take debit cards, cash, get up. They got a machine. They charge you $5 to put money on your man's book.
Okay.
What do you say? Swipe a debit card, nigga.
All right, so you did look out. Cuz straight in there. He right. He got what he need, right?
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Okay, so. That's good, because, you know, I got an affinity when cats is locked down. I try to do what I can for my people. I can't do as much as I want to, and sometimes they don't understand that, but they in there, and I'm out here, and I got kids and shit, so what I got going on out here, it takes priority over what you got going on in there, besides the fact that you've got mom, dad, siblings, and bitches you was fucking with on the street, and wives and all that who need to look out, who you need to holler about that first, and then if I got it, I will, but it's frankly, it's not a priority because, you know, you ain't... You know what I mean? We family or whatever, and I do it when I can, but you got a whole line of people that you was fucking with out on the streets more than me that I feel like is obligated to fucking help you out, and I still help you. I still help the ones that I got locked down out when I can, but I don't go into the hole behind it. You feel me?
But I feel
what you're saying.
He was fucking with her like that. We cousins.
Right. So I feel you.
If they in the club, he buying the bar for her ass. You feel me?
Right.
He drunk all night on the house.
Right. So I feel you. So this is the thing, right? So let me tell you, I think you was on the phone lines when I said this earlier. Jealousy is a motherfucker. Now I can already tell just by the whole thing, if everything that you're saying is true, I wish the cousin was on the line. If the cousin was on the line, now I can call the cousin if you want me to. I can dial out. Just let me know.
It ain't even that serious because I'm done with it. I wash my hands with it. You feel me?
Right.
But listen. She told me that she ain't never fucked with me from the get-go, right? So she mad because I said shit about the headphones.
Right.
If you ain't never fucked with me about the get-go, why when I just saw you at the mall with the kids, I'm buying them belts and watches and shit at the mall. This shit went down. If you don't fuck with me and you hate me and all this stuff and you ain't never done this and did that, why am I shopping for your kids and why you act like everything good? Why don't you just come out and say, hey, you know what, man, I don't really fuck with you like that.
Well, of course.
I keep my money in my pocket.
Right. So.
Feel me?
So, like I said, man, you know, it sounds like your cousin's jealous of you. Like she said, well, you know, you started this stuff off. If she said, well, you know, you got two incomes and blah, blah, well, she mad. Is she living with a man that's not paying bills? She a single mama, right?
Yeah, but she in the club every week taking photos.
No, bro, that's not the point. I'm trying to tell you what the real thing is. The real thing is jealousy. You said, and she said, you got two incomes and I'm a single mama, right? Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's the problem. Right there, before we go any further, you can stop right there. Her motherfucking issue, her issue is, and she, and I'm just willing to, let me take a wild guess. Does she get along with your old lady?
No, dude, I invited to the last family barbecue at my house. But you know how motherfuckers is. They'll walk up to your house.
It's the fact that you're living the atypical two income man in the house lifestyle. You feel what I'm saying? Man and woman in the same house at the same time lifestyle, and she's a struggling single mama. You feel what I'm saying? That is probably the root cause of everything. And I see this all the time with black families. Anytime you got a cousin or a sister, some other shit like that right there, and you got this one cousin over here, she got 3-4 goddamn kids struggling by her motherfucking self, and then her other motherfucking cousin, she done got fat as shit because she done had all these goddamn babies, and then you got the one other motherfucking cousin who's sitting over here chilling. She ain't got no motherfucking kids. She went to college or whatever. I can't stand that hoe. That hoe thinks she all that. Fuck that bitch.
But at some point, you got to put that out the window, right? Because I ain't never came out of my mouth sideways about you at all.
Well,
you know,
listen.
I invite you to come. I tell you, bring your kids and drop them off. And the kids can come with us Sunday or something like that. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
I
feel what you're saying, but that's just what you're saying only works in a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect world. We live in a world that has a nasty, nasty, nasty emotion named jealousy just running amok in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Jealousy is running amok in people, period. I think if you can remove jealousy off the face of the earth, nigga, you can have world peace, stop hunger, stop trick-ass niggas and punk bitches and everything. Yeah, all of it can just go away. Just take jealousy out.
Well, you know what's so crazy is I don't even understand why she would be jealous of me when you got pictures on your Facebook now wearing clothes that I gave you.
I just told you. No. You're not listening. I want you to pay attention, bro. I just told you why she's jealous. You can give her anything you want. You can pay for her whatever. You can put two more. You can take that $1,000 headstone off, snatch it up, and put a 10 grand one down there on her mama, and she's still not going to fucking like you because it sounds like she's jealous of you.
Yeah, man, that's cold, man. Cause you know what I mean? I wasn't explaining that to my family, man. You know what I mean? I don't have parents. You feel me? I don't have parents or grandparents. And I'm running out of aunts and uncles. You feel me? So all I really got. Oh, my cousin. And like I told her, the only thing I ever asked you to do is to be my motherfucking cousin. I don't ask y'all to pay bills or for money or loans or nothing like that. Y'all ask me, so let me be my cousin. I don't want nothing else. I want just be my family. You feel me? Just be my family.
I feel you. Well, let me ask you the rest of the questions. Have you ever had a fight or seriously hurt a family member or had one do it to you?
Yo, growing up, we had fights all the time, man. We had to hug and make up, you know? That was mandatory.
Yeah, when you kids, it's all good because you fight over any damn thing. But I'm talking about being a grown-ass motherfucking person. Have you ever had to fight one?
Nah, man. We beyond that, man. We might whoop up on a dude or something. You know what I mean? That don't happen to people. You know what I mean? The dude trying to run up on one of my cousins because he's gay. You know what I mean? Just leave the stick. You just can't talk to anybody any kind of way because you don't know who they some kin to.
Alright, I feel you. Have you ever had a family member sleep with your man or your woman or anybody in your family? Fuck one of your cousins? Has that ever happened in your family?
No, man, it don't go down like that. I can't even.
Okay, alright. Have you ever had a family member take the side of an outside friend over the family?
No, but I've been put out because of religious beliefs. You know what I'm saying? The difference in religious beliefs, you know, that went down.
What you mean? Somebody put you out because, what you mean?
Yeah, man, like when me and my ex-wife split up, you know what I mean? I went and I was staying with one of my aunts. And she got upset because I was studying with the Jehovah's Witnesses and she's a Baptist.
I even got to go to
church. I got to get out. So I just moved out. You can't force a person to go to your church. You know what I'm saying? That's like crazy. If I'm your family and you're going to allow me to live here, allow me to live here. I'm paying you. It ain't like I'm staying for free.
Right, right.
I'm paying you to live here, but now my religious beliefs are causing you to pass judgment on me and you're a minister.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just cast a person out because they don't want to come to your church. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is, that's crazy. Michigan girl, you on deck. Question number five, do you think the black families are as bad as the stats say we are?
Black families are bad, depending on the age group of the parent. You know what I'm saying? You got certain generational gaps, you know what I mean, that expose children to different scenarios and different experiences. You know what I mean? So if you 20 and you already got three kids, you know what I mean, the family atmosphere not going to be so great. If you 35, you know what I mean, and y'all situated in the family good. So it just depends on the demographic area that they surveying. As a whole, black people are good. But
right.
You break it down and look at it, evaluate it, still we struggling.
All right. Like I said, we black, I want us to do better. I hope we do better. But our black families are bad off. They are struggling. You feel what I'm saying? I really wish that we could get it together. You know what I mean? You feel me? And become close-knit like we was back in our mama's, at least with me and your mama's age generation. You know, when we, there was more tight or whatever. You feel me? But I don't know how we're going to fix that, man. But we got to do it. If we don't do it, it's like anything else. If you let some shit go unmaintenance, nigga, it could be your car, nigga, or whatever. If you see some shit got a problem and you don't maintenance it, you don't fix it, what happens? It breaks all the way. Period, point blank. That's just,
you're right.
That's it. So if we don't, it's about me and you, though, dog. It's on us. You know?
But, you know, we working on different things to try to fix something, man. I got to do it right now, man. He's working on trying to get some Christian rappers and everything up to Atlanta, man. The closest they can get to Panama City is Atlanta. That's going to be in December. So he's working on trying to put something together. And we're going to try to bust some of these youth from the hood to Georgia to try to get them to jump off, man, just expose them to something different. So we got a few things in the works here in Panama, man. But I'll put you up on that, you know.
All right. That's what's up. Also, I got to say this before I go, and the Michigan girls on deck. You know it's upon you to be the bigger man and forgive your cousin, right?
Dude, I apologize. You know what she said? She said, that's just like a fuck-ass nigga to say something and then want to bring God at it. I said, listen, man, I said, I'm apologizing because it's the appropriate thing to do, not because I'm sorry really for what I said, because, you know, I said what I said, and it's because you said what you said. But I'm apologizing because it's the appropriate thing to do because I'm an adult. I'm trying to handle like an adult. So you keep messaging me back and forth over and over. I said, finally, I say, listen, send your last message. Delete my number out your phone. I'm good. You're good. You know, no more messages because I can't fight with you.
Right.
You're my cousin, but you're breaking my heart because you tell me you don't ever want to fuck with me anyway. You know, because I think I'm better than somebody. You serious? We had sand souls together. You know,
right.
You're on a whole other playing field, man. I already apologize and try to squash it in the bitch kept texting and sending messages over and over. You know? But
right.
I'm good.
All right,
I'm
well.
Good.
Yeah, but it's running its course. It hasn't ran the full course yet, but it's still running its course. But don't just remember, you know, hey, just remember, you know what I'm saying, you know, you still got to be the bigger person even after the fact, after the fact, just remember that, alright?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I ain't got nothing but love for it, man, but I just had to
right.
Get off my chest because it hurt me, you know what I mean? That's my family, man, you know what
I feel
mean?
You
it's bad.
I feel.
Hey, it ain't Bill. You know what I'm saying? Bill badass. My lord, I'm so sorry. You might, if that was a bad and right, nigga, that's a slit of my liquor.
Billy Bad Billy Bad is not even on the phone lines, and he almost never hangs up before the show is over.
Yeah.
I guess he's mad because I said that. Seriously.
Billy Bad.
He thought I was going to take his place, side or not, but he's insane. All right, stand by, all right?
All right, son, I got to go grab this food, man. I'm going to call back in.
All right, Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
Thanks for hanging on, baby. You've been so patient, but I was taking them in the order that they came. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. All right, call into the show. All right, hit me up if you're on the, if you're if you're and if you're on the and if you're actually right now on the phone line, which I got a lot of people who's on the phone line, but they haven't hit the number one or whatever to indicate they want to talk or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? You guys hit me up, hit the number one. I see you on the phone lines. You feel me? Hit me up. I've still got like one of the person who actually hit the number one. When I say hit the number one, I don't know if you paid attention when you called in, but it said hit the number one if you want to talk to the host. That means if you want me to actually come to your phone line and open it up, because I don't recognize some of these numbers. So just if you really want me to, like, the people whose line I'm coming to, they did hit the number one and it has a little
That's
thing.
That's why I was like, go look.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh. You ready?
Oh, yeah, my bad. I was talking to my old girl.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. All right, episode 224. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. Follow K100, at K100 Radio. If you're in Atlanta tonight, I got the 44s and Sim Nose. Come check us out. We're going to be chilling out at J. Paul's tonight. Fuck with my homeboy, Big Bully Streets. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? At the joint, they go. Shout out to Bad Boy. You feel me? You know what I mean? Shout out to P. Brown, the Street Talk. They doing their thing. We're going to go through and chop up. I'm gonna step to the mic for one quick 16 bars and do my thug sizzle and I'm out of there. You know what I mean? All right. So come fuck with me, man. J. Paul, Cher Boulevard, Southside, Clayco. All right. Here we go. Episode 224. Family with family turns on you. Michigan girl, what's up?
What's up? All
right. Have you ever had a blood relative turn on you for any reason? And if so, why?
Yeah, I would consider turn on me, but, you know, I was listening to your definition earlier, but, you know, of course, anybody that's listened to the show know, you know, my mom done had some issues. She done did some fuck-ass shit, so, you know, she let some stuff happen that she shouldn't have as a parent. She done stole from me and all kind of stuff, so, yeah.
She done stole from you?
Oh, yeah, she done stole money and all kind of stuff.
It's bad.
When I was younger, she let some other stuff happen that, you know, a parent should not let happen to their child, so.
Right, right. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? I feel you on that. So, and like I said before already, I've already said before, if you're a parent, and you let some sort of abuse or anything like that, you feel me, happen to your child, and you just be lucky if they ever fuck with you again. If they don't fuck with you again, ever in life, you got no one to blame but yourself.
Right.
Straight up. And I've said that numerous times. You feel me on K100 Internet Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm trying to tell people not to fuck with their parents. You feel what I'm saying? Like that, whatever. Because I know blood is supposed to be technically thicker than water, but the ultimate protector on this planet should always be your parents. And when you violate that trust, you know what I mean? You know, everybody deserves a second chance, but then again, I don't know, maybe not so much. All right, so what about any other relatives? You got any other relatives that did something to somebody?
Well, you know, my family ain't that close, so they done all did something. They done fought each other. They done slept with each other's husbands. I got sisters that done slept with each other's husbands. You got the one sister. The big family secret is one sister's baby is really the other sister's husband's child, but ain't nobody saying nothing.
Wait. What now?
Two sisters. One was married to the husband. The other sister slept with a guy, and mysteriously right after that got pregnant. So the big family secret is that baby is the sister's husband, but nobody is really saying anything.
Is it true?
He looked like the husband, but, you know, she say it's somebody else's baby, but, you know, everybody think it's her sister's husband, baby.
It's the sister's husband's baby.
Yep.
Wow. That's scandalous.
Sister caught them in the bed and chased her out the house naked down the street.
Wow. How old were they? Were they young?
No, they was in the older sister was in her early 30s and the younger sister was in her late 20s.
You know what, man? One thing about I'm going to ask you the other questions, but one thing about when you have sex with the other person, I notice, just me, I notice more often though, for real, and I don't know how, all the women on the phone lines and all the women listening to me on the internet or whatever, whatever. I don't know how y'all gonna take this, but I'm just telling you what I be seeing. You've heard shows on the show. You've heard shit on the show tonight. The, in that situation, the two females were cousins, right?
No, they were sisters.
Okay, that's even worse. But the point is this. I'm just saying. Ladies. I notice, most of the time when some fuckery like that goes on, it be females in the family, you know, who be done fuck the other person's man or baby dad. I'm just saying. You feel what I'm saying? Guys, we do it. We do it, though. We do it. But, I mean, honestly, though, if you could just think about other people's families, your family, whatever, most of the time when somebody done fuck somebody, baby, man or whatever, don't it mostly just seem to be a female who went there? Or maybe it's just me. Is it just me?
I think it's more, I mean, dudes do it because I know dudes that's done it, but I do think females do it a little bit more because it's back to what you said, jealousy. They be jealous of what the other sister got or whatever, and then they just want to go in or jealous of whatever.
I'm just saying, we've heard two examples of that bullshit tonight, and both times it was a female cousin or whatever that did the bullshit. That's all I'm saying. All right, question number two. Have you ever had to fight or seriously hurt a family member or had one do it to you or had any other family members that had there? You ever had a family member like really like damn near kill one or really have into a real fist fight over family?
Me and my mama got into a fight.
You had a fist fight with your mama? I'm talking about a real fight now. I ain't talking about an argument. I'm talking about
fist fight. I'm talking about a fist fight. We broke the table and we were fighting.
Yeah! You fought your own mama. For real.
Hey, she swung on me and it was over some dumb shit and I was grown and I wasn't finna let it go down like that, so we was fighting.
So you fought your mama?
I wasn't finna let her whoop my ass like that, so yes, I fought my mama.
Did she try to slap you like check you or did she try to like beat you up?
No, she tried to fight me like I was a bitch in the street because she was tired or whatever, and she was on some other stuff, and she was going to fight me like I was a bitch in the street. So we went at it. So I fought her like she was a bitch in the street.
Wow. I don't know. I can't lie. Back when I was, my thing is, how old were you?
I was in my early 20s.
I can openly confess on the air that when I was 15 years old, I did get into not even a real fist fight. It wasn't, you know, a scuffle with my stepfather, but it lasted like 30 seconds and whatever. And then, you know, I ended up getting kicked out of the crib about that, and I've been gone since. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. You don't really hear mamas and daughters squaring off like bitches in the street, as you put it. You feel me?
Well, we already had a jacked up relationship. We was barely just, you know, speaking. I mean, you know, we was trying to, you know, build a relationship back. Cause my grandmother basically finished raising me, you know. So we more like sisters than mother and daughter. So I think she kind of forgets that sometimes or treat me like I'm her little sister or something. And sisters fight like that.
I mean, yeah, you're right. All right. You just don't hear that often, but y'all good now, right?
We all right. I mean, she's my mom. I love her because she's my mom. We disagree, whatever, but I'm trying to have a relationship with her for my kids, her grandkids, and all that.
Well, I feel you. All right. Well, all right, next question. I'll move on. You said that you had some other cousins do it, but you've never had a family member try and sleep with your man or your boyfriend,
yeah,
baby daddy?
I had a cousin that tried to sleep with my son's father. We already wasn't that cool, but she family. She was moving down here. I was like, okay, you can stay, whatever, you family. Yeah, she tried me like that. I let you stay a couple months. You already ain't giving me no money. You know, I'm not trying to let you get on your feet, and then you're going to try to sleep with my man in my house. Okay.
What? Whoa. Wait. She was staying with you at your house and tried to fuck your man in your house while you was in, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Did they fuck or did you catch him? Was it like on, what's the movie with Lisa Ray? When she walked in? What's that? Players Club.
Wait,
was it like that?
It was something.
You remember
like
Lisa
that,
Ray
that
was beat? Yeah, Lisa Player Club.
Yeah.
When she came in, there, she
yeah.
had to beat up cousin ass.
Right. It was. Yeah. It was something like that.
Seriously? You had to beat your own cousin ass like that? Did you fight her?
I ain't fight her because I was just like, you know what, just get out. Just get the shit, get out. And then, you know, the kids was there. My kids was there. Her son was there. So I ain't want to fight her like that. But if the kids wouldn't have been there, oh, yeah, because you disrespected me and my house and I'm trying to help you out, I would have drug her ass. But
Wait. Did you catch her or is it what you thought happened? Did you catch
her? No, I caught her like when I walked in and she's standing in the living room with her bathrobe open and she naked in front of him and the kids like in the back and I'm like, bitch, what the hell is you doing? Oh, I was trying to show him something. Bitch, what you trying to show him? You butt ass naked.
Wow. I mean, what did the baby daddy say something? What'd he do? Just curious.
He was, you know, of course, he a dude. He was sitting there. Of course, he was looking, but he was like, I told her, you know, she was tripping, stop, whatever. And then, of course, after I put out there, he was telling me all the other little stuff that was said, you know, when I wasn't around or, you know, when I was in the room or, you know, little slick stuff that she had said.
I don't know. That's just fucked up. That's because here again, you're the second person tonight where you're in a position where you're trying to help this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? And they turn around and do that shit to you. That's, you know what I'm saying? But you know, much like with Keith's situation where she's trying to help her sister and, you know, giving her the car, whatever, and then the bitch turn around and do all the foul shit and then talk bad. It's just fucked up. And
oh,
like,
yeah, she talked bad. She called back home crying, talking about I put her out and her and her son ain't got nowhere to go. And she didn't tell the whole story. She just made me, and yeah, and I was giving her this much money. Bitch, you ain't give me no money the whole 3 months you was staying there. I was feeding you and your little badass son. And I was told you just find a job, get on your feet, whatever. So for 3 months, you ain't give me no money. I'm feeding you, your son. Well, we feeding you, your son, plus my two kids, all of that. So I ain't want to hear all that. My mama called me, talking about, what's going on? I'm going to call, talking about you done put her out. She ain't got nowhere to go. She down there. Oh, yeah, she talked bad about me. But I was like, whatever. I said, let her tell the whole story. Of course, she ain't going to do that. So I had to tell it.
Wow. That's, I don't know, man. You see, and it's, the drama's all over the country. We've talked to people. We've talked to people from Jersey, New York, Carolina, from Michigan, Atlanta, Florida. Just I'm gonna ask you this last question. You feel me? No, the next question was: have you ever had a family member take the side of a friend over you? You ever had that happen? Damn,
yeah.
Your family just God
my
damn.
Your cousin tried to
fuck your man. You fought your damn mama. I mean, shit, Charlie. God damn.
Yeah, my family jacked up for real.
What happened? What you got time? What's that? What happened?
Basically, you know, I got cousins and we all somewhere around the same age. And one of my cousin's friends didn't like me because she said I thought I was cute and that I tried to talk to her boyfriend. Well, real tough boyfriend was trying to talk to me and I turned him down or whatever. But she was mad. She wanted to fight me. And my cousin was actually going to help her jump.
Your cousin won't help her? Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. She told me, she was like, well, that's my friend, and that's my girl, and I'm going to have her back. I was like, first of all, you already know that I don't even want him over the show, and I'm going to have her back. Okay, bitch, fuck you, fuck your friend.
How old was y'all kids? I forgot to ask you about that. Were y'all kids?
We was about 19. I was about 18 or 19, and they was about 22.
And they was older than you.
Yeah, because most of I got cousins. I'm like the middle cousin. I got cousins that's older than, a couple years older than me and a couple years younger than me. I don't have any that's the exact same age as me.
Wow. I don't know. That is that's fucked up. There is no other way to just say that. All right, last question. You know what I mean? Do you think that black families are as bad as the statistics say? I guess you gotta say yeah.
Yeah,
you ain't gotta say yeah.
I ain't gotta say yeah, but I really do think that the black family is like, it's just it's bad. You know, the families aren't close anymore. They're not tight. You know, it's just a bad situation all the way around. It's like they're falling apart little by little. It started with, you know, no fathers being in the home, and it's just trickling on down to, you know, families not close. I don't think my family has ever had a family reunion.
Ever? I mean, ever? You ain't never ever?
Ever in my life, and I'm
in
my
mid. That's the thing about people up north, though.
But no, because I know other people's families up north that have family reunions once every year, every couple of years, whatever. My family has never had a family reunion in my entire life. They only get together. Before my great-grandmother passed, we got together Thanksgiving and Christmas. Once my great-grandmother got passed, that was the end of that. So now people pretty much only get together for funerals and if somebody having a party and it's free liquor and everybody feel like they can tolerate each other.
Wow. I don't know. I
and it's usually a fight. If too many family members get together, it's usually a fight. I mean, my mama done fought her first cousins. I mean,
I was about to ask you that. You may have the kind of family who don't need the motherfucker to get together. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Everybody don't have families, you know what I'm saying, that should co-mingle. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, my family probably should not get together, but I'm just saying, just for the sake of the thing, I think for the sake of answering the question, I do think that the black family is in a bad state.
It is. And it's sad, man. I don't know, man. I hope it's right, man, that we can pull out of it, but I don't know how. I can't foresee us pulling out of it because I can't see what's going to pull us out of it. We had a black president. Shit didn't change. So, I mean, what does that tell you? All right.
All right.
Well, you be safe on the road tonight. Thanks for calling into the show. I really appreciate it. All right. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks for tuning in to the show. Follow K100 Radio on Twitter at K100_radio. That's the letter K, the number 100 underscore radio at K100 Radio. All right? You feel me? Follow me personally. Follow me personally on Twitter at BLIZM at Blizm. You feel what I'm saying? Also, I know I always shout the Twitter out or whatever, but man, really, really, everybody, listen to everybody, please. I got to get my Facebook likes for this freaking show up, okay? This show, too many people call this freaking show, and my fucking face, my Twitter goes ham. Nobody erased the face. Are y'all done with Facebook? Go to Facebook, please. Look up my, look up K100. If you don't know how to get straight to it, I'm going to tell you the easy way on Facebook to find me, all right? Just type in K100. It's another K100 out there. It's like a country station or some shit like that right there, but whatever. But you know my logo. It's a motherfucking middle finger up. I have the only logo. It's like a country station K100. It's some other shit K100 if you type in K100. But I'm the only motherfucker that you see a big-ass black middle finger telling you to kiss my ass. All right? Yo, I need for you, if you got Facebook, to go and like the Facebook page. Please. My Twitter goes ham with K100, but my Facebook is pathetic. And I'm not feeling that because I like this shit started on Facebook. K100 Radio started on Facebook. So please, everybody who goes ham with my Twitter, everybody tweeting me and everything who be hitting me up on Twitter, yo, if you got a Facebook, man, please go check out the Facebook page. All right? Can you do that for yours truly, please? Please. All right? 347-934-0966. Got another call on the line. 850-319. Who's this?
Hey, this is Shay Shay.
Shay Shay, what's happening, man?
You're a big incognito.
You have an incognito?
Man, I've been running.
I feel you.
Well, I've been running.
I'm glad you're back, you dig? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so, episode 224. All right, episode 224, 347-934-0966. You jump on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number one. Okay, Shay Shay, out of Florida, what's popping? When the family turns on you, what it do? This show is self-explanatory. I think you hit me up on Facebook today, said you had some shit to get off your chest. So
before yeah, man. You must have did this show just for me today because you know that's why I've been incognito.
I didn't know, but tell us about what's popping with the family, then I'll ask you the questions. You can go ahead and freelance it right now. I'll ask you the questions.
Well, first of all, I have learned the hard way. Yeah, you can't work with family because they will screw you and fuck you over every time. No exception. Some kind of way they're going to screw you over and fuck you over.
I don't know.
Yes. In my experience, I've just come to the conclusion, even if it's not really, really bad, they're going to screw you over or fuck you over some kind of way.
I mean, okay, let me see. What I'm trying to say is everybody has fucked up family members. I feel there are some members of my family who I could work with who would never screw me over. And then I got some I wouldn't work with to save my life.
Okay. You know what I mean? I will say yeah, there's some exceptions because I can probably count maybe two that I could say probably would not screw me over. But, you know, it's the ones that are like them surprise fuckovers that you don't really expect. But when it happens, it's like, damn, for real? You did this? Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and tell us what did the family member do to you that had you so
okay.
Okay.
This was a situation. I was in a situation to where I was actually taking care of a family member in a medical setting in her home. Okay, bad mistake. Me thinking I'm gonna help her out and, you know, hey, make money at the same time, win-win situation. Oh no, this heifer, she's gonna go and lie on me to my supervisors. And going to tell these folks that I am, how should I put it, altering my schedule and causing a hardship on her. Now, I want to know how the fuck I'm causing a hardship on her when I'm going out my way doing extra shit for her just because she's family, you know, coming in early, staying a little bit later. So if I'm altering my schedule, yeah, if I come in early, I'm going to leave early, bitch. I ain't going to be at your damn house all day long just because we family. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and it caused some issues at the job, and, you know, long story short, I just pretty much had to just tell her to kiss my ass and not went back.
Okay,
because,
so did you get fired? You're not fired, are you? I don't know the whole
thing. No, I didn't get fired. I didn't get fired, but, you know, I can't work in that capacity, you know, with her because, you know, I can't work under somebody lying on me because I can't trust a liar. If she go online about needless stuff, I mean, she'd just be sitting up there lying, you know, up in my face. Like, she'll be telling somebody that she's doing something to help the nurse. She ain't helping me do shit. She'd be just sitting around eating, doing whatever the fuck she want to do. But it's making it, you know, it's making it look like I'm not doing something I'm supposed to be doing. And when it comes to my job, you know, I play around, fuck around, whatever. When it comes to the care of my patients, I'm serious about that. I mean, you know, that's my livelihood. That's my license is on the line. If you go around talking some bullshit, you taking money out of my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Did she tell you? I'm just asking because it's family. You know, you don't expect it from family, but as family, did she talk to you and be like, "Look, this ain't working out. Whatever, maybe we should."
No.
Okay.
This heifer smiling up in my face, but see, what the problem was when I started asking her for gas money because you know gas ain't free. Gas going up. Like I don't mind doing these little extra shifts and stuff like that or whatever, but if I'm already staying later, you need to be putting some gas in my tank. You know, stuff like taking her other daughter to work and taking her to school and picking her up and taking her to run errands, that ain't have shit to do with the child that I'm taking care of. You know what I'm saying? So if it's extra, that's not in my job description. No.
Okay, that's
not
about
it. I'm not one of them people to be like, okay, I'm just going to go by the book. I don't go by the book. As long as shit gets taken care of and things that need to get done, I don't really worry about all that little technical stuff. But when it comes to, you know, she making issues where the people that sign my check, that's where I have a problem.
Okay. Well, all right, I feel you. Bottom line, first of all.
There's more. The family calling me with questions as if it's any of their damn business, first of all. You know what I'm saying? So she, because of her lies, she going to put other family members in the mix, you know, and like putting me like I done did something to her. Bitch, I ain't working with your lying ass no more, period, point blank.
Okay, so
yeah,
she got you. She got family calling you, asking you unnecessary questions, and she's also got your boss in the mix and shit, and you know with your job or whatever. Okay, and she did come to you first and try to talk it out first, right?
That's just it. There wasn't no problem. I don't know, she's bipolar, schizophrenic, I don't know what the fuck her is. She's one of the people that just lies just because she opens her mouth. Just because of the day that she's been watched, she lies about everything. She's been sitting up in my face and has lied. Like, she's been on the phone with my grandma before and been like, okay, well, let me go because somebody's at the door and I got to go get dressed. She'd be sitting there eating a hamburger. Ain't nobody be at the door. Just shit like that.
Did you know that before you started to deal with her?
No, not before I got into her home. No, because, you know, we grew up close, but some distance years in between, we wasn't as close. I didn't think she had changed that much into a chronic habitual liar like that. You know what I'm saying? Kids growing up, they tell little white lies or whatever. But as an adult, okay, if you're going to tell a little white lie, you need to know when it's appropriate and when it's like, okay, that's just an outright lie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She learned that along the way, apparently.
Yeah. She fucked up. All right. Can you forgive her?
Hell no. And the bitch had me talking about something.
Wait.
I hope I didn't do anything wrong. If you got to say you hope you didn't do anything wrong, guess what? You know what you did wrong. If those words have to part your damn lips, then you already know that you done something wrong. And you know exactly what you did wrong.
Okay. So you're not...
I mean, I don't wish her to hell, but if I never speak to her again, that'd be fine with me.
Okay.
I'll just put it like that. I don't wish no harm come to her, but I ain't got nothing to do with her no more. That's it.
And this is your cousin. Is this your first cousin?
This is my cousin. My mama's sister child.
First cousin. Okay. All right. Okay. Question number two then, because you basically answered question number one with your story.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to fight, literally physically fight, a family member, or had family members physically fight and hurt, and really hurt each other? Maybe even
kill you. Yeah. Not me personally, like growing up kind of stuff or whatever, but yeah, I don't even know if I want to tell y'all this because, my uncles, they done gotten some altercations before, and one of them got shot, but I think it was my granddaddy the one that shot him.
Your granddaddy shot, what, his own son?
Yeah. It wasn't trying to kill him. It was like one of them things got wrong and somebody had a gun and that kind of stuff.
I had
like some years ago though when they was like younger.
Yeah, I had my first cousin and my uncle and my first cousin, family, blood, son, father, son, got into an altercation and the father shot the son in the chest. You know what I mean? And when I first heard it, it was so unbelievable because I was like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I can feel it. That's how I felt. I was like, granddaddy shot.
Yeah,
you.
I was close to my cousin, but I never really hardly ever spoke to my uncle. But I kind of grew up with my cousin. I was really close to him. So when people was telling me that, when I first heard the story and people was telling me he got shot, and I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? It was like he got shot in the chest. And then the first person that told me that, the first two people who hit me up, and told me, they didn't know what happened. You feel me? And then maybe the third person that I heard from there was like, man, your uncle shot him. And I'm like, my uncle? And I'm like, at first,
that's what messed you up right there. And you have to ask, like,
thought,
for real?
Because they didn't know. And my first thought, because the person who was telling me knew both sides of my family. So I thought maybe it was one of my other uncles that be in the streets heavy. And I thought maybe they got into a confrontation and they got into it. But then they're like, no, his daddy. And I'm like, his daddy? You know, and I never really was close to him. I never really knew their household situation or nothing. But I was just floored when I heard it. I was like, and I was floored because I didn't know them. So, you know, I don't know the history of what went on or whatever. So I can't really speak on that. But it's just like when you hear your uncle shot his son, which is your first cousin, and you grew up with the cousin because y'all, me and my cousins, like basically close to the same age. And I was, you know, I knew him. Went to school with him and knew him, and it's just when I heard it, I was just like, I immediately started calling people like, yo, somebody tell me, like, because I know I'm not close to him like that, but just somebody tell me what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, like, what happened, you know what I'm saying, how did that happen, what happened, because it's at the end of the day, it is family, and when you hear something like that go on, you're like, god damn, man, you know, what is my family that, like, for, seriously? You know what I mean?
My granddaddy ain't never been a violent man, and I ain't learned about this until, like, I was, like, grown. But still, I was like, granddaddy? For what?
Yeah.
I was like, my uncle was a badass because, you know, sweet little old grandpa, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I really was shocked when I heard that. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, because the first people, like I said, the first people that told me, they didn't know the whole story. It's like, your cousin got shot. Then when I was like, yo, uncle shot him. They was like, no. What? I'm like, what uncle? What the fuck? And his daddy. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And I felt, but honestly, and I actually talked about it in one of my songs. You feel what I'm saying? I talked about it in one of my songs. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my cousin heard the song. You feel me? And he was just like, wow, man, you know, I heard what you said. You know, I heard what you said. You feel me? About family or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, man, I was like, man, you know, I was just floored. You know what I'm saying? When I heard what happened. You know what I'm saying? I was.
Hell,
you know,
sometimes you got to get it out. Good, you have an avenue of music.
You know, but no one took offense or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it was nothing that I really just harped on, but I was just like, I couldn't believe when I heard it, you know what I'm saying, that had happened, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was my family, and I was just like, I don't know, man, just, I don't know. And I'm not close to that side of my family, but just, it doesn't, you don't even have to be close to them. If I was close to them, then I would have knew exactly what the fuck the problem was. I would have seen it coming. Maybe I could have, I don't know, not, I, you know, I'm kind of like a matriarch in some ways in my family, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? But at the end of the day, it's like,
if something's going to go down, it's just going to go down. I mean, that's just how it is, really.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. I was just like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I was just really, really, really just taken aback by the whole situation. All right, let me ask you the next question. You feel me?
Okay.
Uh-oh. Have you ever had a family member sleep with your mate or whatever, or anybody in your family member sleep with somebody else's spouse in the family?
I'm thinking not that I'm aware of, not that I know of. I don't think so. I mean, it was kind of like a weird situation where my grandparents married each other's sister and brother. Like my grandma married my granddaddy's. How should I say it? My granddaddy's brother and my grandmama's sister married each other. But that's about the craziest thing that ever happened.
Your granddaddy, what'd you say? Your granddaddy's mother? What? What'd you say?
My granddaddy's brother and my grandmama's sister married each other.
Your granddaddy's brother and your grandmama's sister.
Talk about some double dating going well. I mean, that's about the closest thing.
Your granddaddy's brother and your grandmama's sister, but they wasn't family. So that's nothing wrong with that.
It's weird to me when I realized, but I don't think, you know, ain't nobody ever, like, tipped out on nobody else in the family like that. Some people have been accused of it, but I know for a fact it didn't happen, so I ain't too much paying attention to it.
All right. Have you ever had a family member take the side of a friend or a family? Have you ever had a family member that of yours, you get into it's an altercation with you and a friend, and a family member take the friend's side and not yours?
Mm-mm, not really. Now, I had a situation where it was between family members, and a family member took the other family member's side.
What did you
realize what was going on? I said I had a situation where it was like something between family members, and a family member took the other family member's side. It was my mama, actually. She took somebody else's side over mine.
And
I was in the right.
You were in the right?
I mean, if I was in the wrong, then... You know, I'm a big girl. I'm a fess up. I'm like, okay, I was wrong. But I was in the right. Not only was I in the right, she just assumed, just because this person said it, that it was like, you know, written in stone, true and good as gold.
So she basically just, well, that's probably because, you know, when parents do that, it's because they kind of know their child, though. I'm just saying.
Well, no, because, see, once, I mean, but, yeah, but we grown now. We ain't, like, little children no more. I mean, once we sat down and I, like, really had a talk with her, like, look, you know, I'm offended that you did that. You should take my word before you take anybody else's unless it's proven wrong. And I told her the situation, what was going down, and she's like, well, I didn't know all that. I was like, that's why you shouldn't just jump to somebody else's side. Your child ain't going to lie to you before somebody else will.
Depends. Do you have a history of lying to her before, though?
No, I don't. For real, I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
Not tell her something before I lie to her about it. I just tell her I don't want to talk to her about it.
All right. Last question. Do you think that the black family is as bad as statistics say in the media and other people portray us, like we just that bad?
You know what? I don't think so. I think that we probably get a bad rap because it's... When shit goes on, it's like we don't let it go. and it, like, gets way blowed out. Like, you know, stuff happens in white families and stuff like that, and it's kind of like them little family secrets that they kind of brush under the rug, you know, keep the family image kind of stuff. Black people ain't too much worried about no damn family image.
Right.
They don't call it like it is, you know, whatever, whatever. Whoever know, and that's all there is to it. White people are more like, we're gonna keep this hush-hush because we don't want nobody to know,
true.
That kind of stuff. So that's the only reason why it's more known, because we ain't going to hide nothing. If it come out, it come out. If it don't, it don't. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Well, I really appreciate you calling the show, you dig. Thanks, and
you're welcome.
Your cousin's fucked up.
Man.
I know she's. That was foul. That was foul.
Yeah.
All right, Stella.
Yeah. I don't even think you got enough bullets. All right.
All right, yo. We're getting ready to end the show. Since we're doing the show about family, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Before we go, we only got 5 minutes left in the show. And I see people on the phone lines, but no one's actually hitting the number one. So what I'm going to do is run a song. This is my song by me off one of my projects called The Premeditated Project or whatever. It's also going to be, I'm going to re-release it on a new project that's coming out, because the project was a digital release, but we're doing a physical release. This is my song called My Hood to Yours. And I talk about my family and stuff in it too, man. So I want you guys to check it out. You feel me? This is something to ride out for the end of the show. You feel me? Thanks for tuning in and rocking with me on K1's In There Radio, episode 222, When Family Turn on You. This is Blizzom, My Hood to Yours.
Chill. We're going to dedicate this one to more nannies. Turn me down in the headphones a little bit. Got my man Bradley Hill on me. And rest peace to all the soldiers that died in vain. I got to get this one right, you know. 80 proof. Because it's, let's get it, man. It's so real, you know what I mean? We're going to keep it real this time. From every hood. I miss you, my hood. I love all y'all, man.
Just another day on the block. The police tried not to hit shots. The same way in my hood is yours. The hell with the army already at war. Just another day on the block. Niggas gotta eat so they set up shop. The same way in my hood is yours. If you wanna leave, you gotta open the door.
Hey, our family's in shambles. It's getting more than I can handle. I gotta make a change, but it's a gamble. My little cousin Mark fighting, doing some time, cause he felt the gang life would get him to shine. They wanna give him life in a pen. How you tell someone at 15 it's all over before it begins? Plus my grandma getting old. Hit all this drama and the heartache. It's wearing on the body and soul. I come from a line of hustlers, but also users. We win money on the block, somehow we still losers. No pistol hands in the air, they still shooters. No sleep, disease lurking in your dreams. We call them Freddy Coopers, shakers and movers. Lords of the underground, where they bang hard for the cane until they gain the crown. In the hood where they don't know nothing else, like George Bush, they'll kill for their wealth. Lord, send us a man.
Just another day on the block. See the police rise, I hear your shots. It's the same way in my hood is yours. The hell with the hungry, I'm ready for war. Just another day on the block. Niggas gotta be moving, set up shop. It's the same way in my hood is yours. If you wanna be, you gotta open the door.
Young girls doing grown women things to impress the big boys when all they wanna do was hang. High speed through the residential. But shortest playing in the street. As I move to the beat, it's real simple. To put a pen to the pad like a brush to a canvas. I show you how to block and cause damage. I show you how to block and cause famine. I show you how to block and make a nigga rich till your shit be jamming. Put your arms up, fist ball with a black glove. By any means necessary to the world, show us love. My cousin got 5 pots love from his own papa. Hey, you think you got problems? Shit, I wonder if he had it coming while my uncle gets to dumping. But the fact that I don't know shows me something. My grandfather Jehovah probably rolling in his grave. Me and my daddy don't speak for months, not days. But what else can I say? I'm probably part of the problem. My other uncle loaned rocks, but I was trapping on the block. I cannot stop him. So here's my confession. I show you how to get up out of the hood and use your mind as a weapon.
Just another day on the block. See the police ride, I hear shots. It's the same way in my hood is yours. The hell with the hungry, I'm ready for. Just another day on the block. Niggas gotta eat till they set up shop. It's the same way in my hood is yours. If you wanna leave, you gotta open the door. My baby's having babies, and the government treats shady, man. I can't rebuild a nation of wealth if we can't show love for self. So I've been really thinking lately, and if the hood is just crazy, but we gotta
play the hand with dealt. So let's get it shorty tight as hell. She play on the vibe.
I'm saying it's yours, man. I'm just trying to paint a picture so you understand why I think bigger. You can have anything you want, shorty, work for it. The world is bigger than the block that you exploit. If the game got you everything that you had, it's just a matter of time before them folks teach you ass. So I'ma tell the homies about the ways of the block, but I'ma still tell them how to get out. That's what it's about.
That's another day on the block. See the police ride by the shop. Yeah, yeah. Same way in my hood to show. With the hungry, I'm ready for.
Come on.
Just another day on the block. Niggas gotta eat, so they set up shop. It's the same way in my hood, it's true. If you wanna be, you gotta hold the door.
Internet radio, you dig, man. Thanks for tuning into the show, episode 224, man. You know what I mean? That's what's up, man. You know what I mean? When family turn on you, but you know, let's fix our families. Let's fix our black families. Let's try and do better. You dig? I holler at you, man. Really appreciate y'all hanging out with me for this show. You know what I mean? And I'm out.